Yes, whistling is real fun, and I'm going to try to show you how it's done. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about breathing. When you get up in the morning, stand erect, shoulders back, take a real deep breath like this. Always keep your mouth closed when deep breathing. Now, try and do this at least 10 or 15 times in the morning, and at least 10 or 15 times at night before you go to bed. You'll find it very effective. Now we're ready for the whistle. And first of all, briefly, let's just take a few do's and don'ts. When you whistle, try and keep a real pleasing pucker. In other words, don't pucker your lips too tight. It might be a good idea if you get a mirror and practice, so you'll keep your facial expressions as pleasing as possible for others to look at. And second, always breathe in and then whistle on the outtake of the breath. Don't whistle while breathing in, because this cools your vocal cords. Oh, and one other thing. When you're whistling, I've always found it best to keep the tongue right back of the teeth. You'll get the best results this way and get a more beautiful whistle. First of all, let's take some exercises. Here's the first one. You'll notice that this is just a plain whistle. Later on, I'm going to give you a little exercise to get a beautiful little tremolo in your whistle, something like the violin. And then, let's take the next little exercise. You notice the first one is legato and then staccato, or the first one, we connect the notes and then we do them much more rapidly. You notice that's just a plain note. And go on up the scale as high as you can go. And the higher you go, try to loosen the pucker more. Because if you tighten the pucker too much, you're going to choke the whistle off. Now then, let's do one scale. A good idea is to always listen to each little exercise, then take the needle off and practice that until you get it. That way you won't wear out the record and you'll be able to whistle a lot of things by yourself to train your own ear. Enough of the scales. Let's go to some things that will loosen up your tongue to get those beautiful low double notes in the throat. And first of all, let's practice on some letters of the alphabet. And all of these letters are whistled exactly as they are pronounced. Here is the letter T. Notice that T, T. Say T and then whistle it. Put the whistle where the voice was. T. T. Now then, try it a little bit faster. This may take several weeks to learn, but have a lot of fun with it. Don't work too hard and enjoy it. That's the main thing, but don't be too anxious to get these right away. And now then, we have K. Whistle exactly as it's pronounced. Then we have Q. Then make up your own exercise. For instance, T, K, Q. And now and then let's try some words. To get those low double notes in the throat, we always have one called tea kettle. Listen to this, especially the kettle part. Kettle, 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 kettle. Diddle, 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 kettle, 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 kettle. Then you have Chicago. This develops the C-H-I-C-A-G-O cargo part of it, especially. Again, let me warn you to take the needle off now and practice that several times before you go to the next exercise. Now then, here's another word. Hello, cutie. Hello, cutie. Here's a romantic idea. I love you. Be sure and practice that one, too. And now then, we're going to have a word that's going to bring up a lot of interesting things besides just the word itself. First of all, here's Cherokee. You notice you roll the R in Cherokee. Now then, some of your friends might think that you're off your rocker, but practice this to get the little bird trill. That's hitting the tongue against the roof of the mouth and making the voice sound. But instead of making the voice sound, let's put the whistle in there. First of all, the voice. This may take quite a while to get very good, but practice it real hard. It may be breathy at first, but you'll have a lot of fun doing it, and that's the main idea. I mentioned a while ago we were going to take an exercise that would give you a beautiful tremolo on your whistle. Instead of a plain whistle, you want a nice tone like this. Now, here's the wave exercise to do that. That's the tip of the tongue moving back and forth, breaking those little notes. Get the idea? I'm sure you will. It's a lot of fun. And now then, let's get those double notes. Back of all to the letter T. That's just the tip of the tongue working real fast toward the back of the mouth or in the throat. Up close to the mouth, that is, between the mouth and the throat. Now practice flipping them like this. Because after you get that tea kettle, you'll find them very easy. You might do this with your voice to get the low double notes too. I'm sure you will agree with me that whistling is a lot of fun. Practice all these, and I'm sure you'll be very, very happy, and you'll get a lot of results. Good luck. This is Fred Lowry, whistlingly yours.